Well, it's that time to look to the Lord as we study His Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege to be in Your presence today. We rejoice in Your goodness and mercy that have been following us all the days of our lives. We thank You for Your great faithfulness in our lives. You have been a God who has kept Your Word to us, and You will keep Your Word to us even to the very end of our lives. Thank You for the great men of faith who, even on the day of their death, they were still pointing to Your Word that the Lord has spoken to them, because Your Word is so precious to them. And I pray that Your Word will be precious to us as we grow in our understanding of who You are. We pray for Your Holy Spirit to speak to us today as we continue our study in the second Peter series. We bless You and praise You for what You are going to do among us today, for the glory of Your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, in our previous study of the Word of God, we began digging deeper into a passage of Scripture that has been described as a passage of reviling and reveling. This is because this passage highlights the reviling attitude and actions of false teachers. And it also holds nothing back in exposing the reviling attitude and actions of false teachers. So please, if you have your Bibles with you, turn them to 2 Peter chapter 2. We'll be reciting from verse 1 of that chapter. Our passage of study itself is 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10b to 16. Will you please listen carefully as I recite this passage of study from the updated New American Standard Bible. The Bible says, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as false teachers will be, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned. Their judgment, and the way of the truth will be maligned, and in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. And if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example of those who will live ungodly lives thereafter, and if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men, for what he saw and heard, thy righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless days. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority." Now to our passage of study, verse 10, "Be daring, self-willed, They do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties. Whereas angels, who are greater in might and power, do not bring a reviling judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures to be captured and killed, reviling why where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed, suffering wrong as the wages, suffering wrong as the wages of wrong. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you. Having eyes full of adultery, and enticing unstable souls. Having a heart trained in greed, accursed children. Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. Having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he received a rebuke for his own transgression, for a mute donkey, speaking with the voice of a man, restrained the madness of the prophet. So this is the word of the Lord. May the Lord add his blessing to the recital of his passage, or the word of study, that the word of God that we are looking at today. Well, the main idea or the big idea of this passage is simply this: the latter end of false teachers who continue in their wickedness and waywardness is eternal separation from the presence of the loving God. We examine the Bible's graphic description of the debased character of false teachers. The Bible describes them as daring or reckless men. It also depicts them as self-willed or self-satisfied. Furthermore, in a scathing denunciation of their debased character, it likens them to unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed. It also describes them as stains and blemishes. But the most important thing we learned is that the character of false teachers is the complete opposite of the person of Jesus Christ. So as you look at the character of the false teachers, look how different they are from the character of Jesus Christ. We also discussed the despicable deeds of false teachers. These include their reviling of angelic majesties, that is, the evil angels, their reveling in the daytime or broad daylight, and their relentless enticement of unstable souls. So having discussed the debased character and the despicable deeds of false teachers, the Bible now brings us to a solemn and sobering teaching, that is the destiny of false teachers. If you have ever wondered what will be the destiny of false teachers, well, the Bible is going to tell you and I what that destiny is. We'll see that in verses 12c to 13a. So this is where we now pick up our study to complete our message entitled, Payday Will Come. Payday will come. I tell you, friends, the Bible is going to give us a graphic picture of the destiny of false teachers. If only they had considered their latter end. If only they had given thought to the outcome of their reviling, reveling, rebelling against God, their destiny would have been altogether different. Will you please listen to the Bible's solemn words that vividly depict the destiny of false teachers as we look at it first from verse 12. The Bible says, "But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct, to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed. Now the last part of verse 12, which emphasizes the destiny of false teachers, literally reads in the original, "In the corruption of them, indeed, they will be corrupted." I tell you folks, just as many animals seem to have no higher destiny than to be killed and butchered, like thousands of turkeys that have been butchered for our Thanksgiving meal. So, false teachers launch forward to destruction. Their destiny, please listen, is a destiny of destruction, not one of delighting in God and enjoying Him forever and ever. They may tell people, if you follow us, there is a place for you where you'll be delighting in the presence of God. But actually, they are misleading people as false teachers do. So their destiny is not a destiny of delight, but a destiny of destruction. Like wild beasts who are slaves to their instincts and are born to be slaughtered, false teachers, the Bible tells us, are destined to destruction. Actually, the word translated destruction is phthora. It is different from the word translated as destruction twice in chapter 2 verse 1 and once in chapter 2 verse 3 as destruction. When the Bible translators translate, sometimes they use the same word for two different Greek words. And this is the case here, that the word for destruction in chapter 2 verse 1 is apoleia. But now destruction that is being spoken of is phthora. And phthora also means ruin, dissolution, deterioration, and corruption. It speaks of destruction in the last days. So the Bible is saying that when the dumb animals are destroyed in the coming end of the world, the false teachers too will be destroyed in the sense of being punished with eternal destruction, that is, where they will be separated from the loving presence of the loving God for all eternity. So destruction, that is eternal separation from the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the self-existing, the self-sufficient, the sovereign and supreme deity of the universe, the one true God revealed fully and finally in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, is their final lot. They will be separated from this loving God who is also sovereign and directing the affairs of the universe. You see, the false teachers chose to live their lives